for us to talk a little tech, to move away from the sort of overtly covert 19 related stuff, and let's just talk about, you know, technology in general. And no better person to chat to than Jan Vermeulen. He's the editor at large at mybroadband.co.za. Jan, a very good morning to you. How are you holding up?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Lekkers was a crackers, as an Afrikaans say. So you've got a couple of interesting stories for us. The Apple bug exposed user accounts to hackers. Hey.
Yeah, so this is something in an OAuth tool. So this is a thing that allows you to sign in with your Apple ID across multiple services. So examples of services that it worked on include Dropbox, Spotify, and Airbnb. And so what this effectively allowed an attacker to potentially do is basically get like a valid token from Apple and then change the email address inside to log on as anybody else. And so it would require a bit of work from an attacker to get those email addresses and stuff, and to find a service where you use your Apple credentials to create an account. But it's a potentially huge issue that would allow an attacker to completely hijack your accounts if you relied on the Apple sign in with Apple feature.
And are they working on that?
Oh, yeah, that. It's been fixed. That's the most important part of the story, right? Yeah. So, they fixed it.
Okay, this is very good, very good. Now, Facebook's got its own trouble at the moment. Zuckerberg's facing a bit of an insurrection there. But let's talk about this new Facebook tool that helps you trash embarrassing old posts so you can delete these.
Yes, so they call it Manage Activity, and it looks like by default what it does is it moves stuff to an area called Archive. I assume you can completely delete it from there, but Facebook doesn't like it when you delete stuff off its platform. It likes to know as much about you as it possibly can. But what it allows you to do is go back through your it doesn't have to be through your history, but you can trawl through your history and delete posts that you feel don't represent who you are today is how the feature is being pitched. So you can filter according to different types of posts. You can filter according to date. So for example, you can choose to delete posts that have photos in them and stuff, or check-ins. So if you have privacy concerns about places where you've checked in the past, then you can filter according to those check-ins and archive those posts. So, I mean, as we see social media posts causing people professional problems, this is an obvious feature to roll out, as especially, I mean, you can just think back to like Trevor Noah when he first got the job on The Daily Show, that people went back through his Twitter timeline to berate him over it and to find dirt with which to go after him with. And so a feature like this is obvious, to go back to those old tweets that you don't necessarily agree with now and get rid of them.
I better go and use
Facebook
this feature.
Posts, not tweets, yes.
Yeah. No, I need to go and get this feature, make use of it very quickly. But only one day when I become famous. But just something else on My Broadband was posted, and I don't know how much you know about this, so this is me asking you blind.
Right.
I saw something very interesting. Level 3 alcohol sales, more demand than Black Friday.
Yeah, this was just posted just a couple of minutes ago. So this is my folks at the my colleagues in the office doing incredible work to see what things are like on the ground, and this is where broadcast news is really, really great, being able to see what things are like on the ground as well. And so what we decided to do was we visited Macro and Centurion 30 minutes before it was due to open. And there was a queue of between 200 and 300 people waiting to buy alcohol at that Macro. We reached out to Pick and Pay Liquor, to Tops at Spa, to Macro, to Cyber Cellar, what they saw when the ban was lifted. But, I mean, while it is surprising to see that this is higher than Black Friday levels, which when there are massive specials to entice people to come into the stores, that shows you the effect of prohibition.
Yes.
Like if you suppress demand long enough and then you release that pressure, this is what happens. Yep.
Well, I think everybody got sick and tired of pineapple beer. So,
<For sure.
laughs> but I think it's interesting that you talk macro, because I wonder if they limited people, because in macro you can go and buy a case of something, right? So, would have been very interesting to see what people actually walked out with. But that's an interesting story that people can check up on mybroadband.co.za. And then there's another story just to deviate. You're just gonna have to put up with my ADD.
If you invested
1,000 rand in these SA tech companies before the lockdown, here's how much money you would have now. I mean, is that something you know about? I mean, I can read a bit of it.
I can just look at the graph and give people a quick rundown. So what we did was we looked at 1,000 rand investments on 26 March and how much that would be worth now, today. And this graph was very red a couple of weeks ago. Things are looking a lot better now. So Blue Label, MTN, Alviva, Altron, Telkom, Datatec, Naspash, Vodacom, CarTrack, Mixed Telematics, and EOH in the green, with Mustek, Roynet, and Adapt IT in the red. So the Roynet downtick is interesting, and I'll leave that to financial analysts to puzzle out. But Mustek, obviously feeling the pinch with people, firstly, not being able to buy computer hardware, and secondly, the imports, getting stock into the country, I'm sure must be incredibly difficult at the moment.
I can imagine. Such a lack of space you guys work in. Now, let's talk about Google. They're being sued. This is for allegedly secretly collecting user data.
I've been looking forward to this story. This one is interesting, and it's so unfortunate that this is such an elementary case that's been brought before the U.S. courts. So what they're arguing, I mean, there's so much interesting stuff that could be argued in U.S. court, but what they've ended up doing is they go, when you go with Google Chrome and you launch incognito mode, you have an expectation of privacy, but Google still collects personal data using things like ad affiliates and Google Analytics. And I'm going, that is probably the weakest form of the argument they could have made. Because I mean, Chrome incognito mode, there's also like a massive disclaimer in when you launch incognito mode to say, listen, we're not recording your browser history and stuff in incognito mode, but know that people can still track you. And it's not just Google, while they do with Google Analytics, which is widely used, but Facebook and Twitter, wherever their scripts are used on websites, which is almost everywhere, you know, discuss, which is a very popular commenting system, their scripts are used all over the show. They're going to be tracking you. And so, it's so unfortunate that it's such a weak form of the argument. But it is perhaps what might be interesting that to come out of this is Google is completely dominant in the browser space. So you have this giant in the web space, which also is currently dominating the browser space. And it's dominating the browser space because it made a good product. I mean, it used to be Internet Explorer, and that was horrible until Microsoft pulled up its socks. And it pulled up its socks because of competition from Google Chrome. But now Google Chrome dominates the space, and it is falling into very much the same kind of traps as Microsoft did when it dominated the space. And this might be hopefully an alarm bell to Google, going, listen, if you dominate the browser space and you dominate in the web space, then you're going to have these kinds of interactions in law that you might not want.
Okay. Now, we've got Dr. Rebecca Felix and David Martin. They're going to be telling us about taking a school online grassroots prep, grassrootsonline.co.za. So we continue the tech theme. So that'll be happening in the next minute or so. But just a quick one here. iPhone stolen by U.S. looters. Now, they're being tracked by the company. No one else can track you. The CIA can't track you, the FBI. But if you steal an iPhone, we'll track you.
I'm sure that there are other high-end devices that have similar tracking built in. But yes, iPhones, they are just generally higher-end devices. And Apple has taken tremendous steps to deal with thieves, which now is going to the same tech that they rolled out for their Apple stores all over the world is going to, so they've issued this warning. So while the Apple CEO commiserated with the rioters and with the protesters. They also issued a warning to say, listen, these phones are firstly not going to work, and secondly, law enforcement will be able to track you with these phones. So it's almost a PSA.
Yeah.
Go, maybe you should dump these phones before law enforcement finds you.
Jan van Wielen, editor at large at mybroadband.co.za. Always great chatting to you, sir. And thank you for the interesting stories as always.